Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta. It's Tuesday.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not Tuesday.
It's going to be Tuesday when it airs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're pre-recording, if anyone, you know, couldn't figure that out.
So what's new, Loretta?
I'm going to New York City. Woo, to stay in a hotel with my friend.
And what are you guys going to do? Are you going to, like, toilet paper New York City or something?
We're probably going to sit there and read comic books, to be totally honest.
You're going to read comic books? That's
they
so
cute.
They have
the best comic book store ever in New York City.
Forbidden Planet.
Mm-hmm.
Was there when I lived there.
I love it there. That's my happy place.
That's so cute.
They don't even yell at me when I read them in the store. At the one in Albany, they yell at me when I read them in the store. Comic books are expensive.
They didn't used to be. They used to be like a quarter.
Yeah, now they're like $3 each.
That's still pretty cheap.
It's still pretty cheap. That's probably cheap, but if like you're buying a quarter, like 8 of them.
That's probably like that's like a quarter in 1962.
Okay, but if you're buying 8 of them.
Well, $24.
Well, I don't have $24 and Dad doesn't like spending $24.
I'm going to give you $24.
Really?
Yeah, to buy comic books. You have to buy comic books, not big globs of candy.
I'm not going to buy big globs of candy. If I've got comic book money, I'm going to spend it.
I'm going to give you $25 for comic books.
Okay, thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
What kind of comic books are you going to get?
Probably a lot of Black Widow and Guardians of the Galaxy. Because they're both getting their movie and they're really good.
Are these, I guess these are Marvel comics.
Yeah, I like Marvel the best. Except for Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn's great. She's got her own comic now. I'm really excited about that.
You've gotten me into Marvel.
I successfully have gotten you into Marvel, and I'm really, really psyched about that, to be honest.
So can I describe my Marvel trajectory?
Yeah.
Okay, so like last year you made me bring you to Iron Man 3.
And you didn't like it that much.
Can I tell you that like I actually thought it was one of the worst movies I ever saw.
Really? I liked
it. Yeah, I just thought it was big, chaotic. So many things exploded. There was like a house that fell off a cliff.
Can I be totally honest? That sounds like a summary of most Marvel movies. They just have most of them have more depth. I liked Iron Man 3.
Okay, well, that was my first one.
Okay.
Okay, so then, I don't even know. Oh, then Thor 2.
Which I loved.
And I was like, I thought it was okay. You know, but I did think it was a whole lot of gobbledygook. And a whole lot of, like, action.
Well, yeah, it's a Marvel movie.
But the thing I liked was Loki. And the thing I especially liked was that Loki went good.
Loki is everyone's favorite, except mine at the moment. Loki's my second favorite right now.
So I'd been to Iron Man 3, and then all of a sudden there's this like constant Loretta chatter, and it's like Loki, 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 Thor, Loki, 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 Tom Hiddleston, Loki, Loki. And all of a sudden it's just like, who is Loki? You know, so then we went to see the movie and I was like, oh, he's like this really evil, grinning bad guy. Okay, so that was that.
Yeah. But he's a good guy in this one. He's like a semi-good guy.
In the second one. Thor 2.
Yeah, and the one that just came out. Which I thought was really cool because he's still kind of like mean and sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is totally great.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then the next thing that happened was Captain America 2.
My favorite.
I'm doing everything backwards.
Oh my God.
Okay, and I was like, okay, I'm sort of starting to, but I did come out of Captain America 2 and I said, I can't believe how many people died in that movie.
Yeah,
and how
the Marvel
many cars
universe
got exploded.
And then we watched The Avengers.
But that was where it all changed, was when I saw The Avengers. So, I mean, I'm sorry I'm like talking too much.
It's all right. I am happy to talk about Marvel for an entire radio show.
We sit down to watch The Avengers the other night. Okay. And
are we going to tell this whole story on the
can
air?
Can we?
Please, can we not? Let's just skip to the part where you like it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't want to. Okay. But I do want to say that I could not stay awake. And it had nothing to do really with the movie. It had to do with like two late nights at my job and like that I work too much. But I was trying so hard to keep awake that I think my eyes were actually open, but I was asleep. And I had no idea what was going on in the movie. And finally, I left the couch and gave up. But what I did was get up at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning and watch. I just started the whole movie again from the beginning.
I have a ridiculous family.
And I loved it.
It's such a good movie.
All of a sudden, I just loved it. I loved...
You love Nick Fury, right?
I love Samuel L. Jackson. I love Robert Downey Jr. I love Shakespeare in the Park. I love him calling Thor Point Break guy. There were so many hilarious... And all of a sudden, I realized, like...
Tony Stark's names for people basically...
Rule what, the universe. It's your sense of humor.
It really is.
I mean, I felt like at home in that movie because everybody talks the way you do.
It's probably where I adopted my sense of humor from. Like Marvel movies and the occasional Supernatural episode. That's basically where it came from.
So now I'm really into it.
Yeah. My favorite's still Captain America right now.
The new Captain America.
Yeah. I don't love Steve Rogers. Like, I'm not obsessed with him. I love him. I really, really love...
Let's talk about who you like in that movie.
Bucky.
Bucky Barnes. Loretta, you turned my arm black and blue every time he came on the screen.
He only got, like, 10 lines. It was entirely unfair. It was his movie. The movie was named after him, and he only got, like, 10 lines. And 9 out of the 10 made me want to burst into tears, which was also totally unfair.
Well, so this was a thing that you and I started to talk about, is that, so in Captain America 2, his best friend, Bucky Barnes, is the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's been brainwashed, and he's bad.
He's brainwashed. It's not like he goes bad.
No, but Marvel is into that. They're into, like, the good guy goes bad, the bad guy goes good. You never know, like, whose side people are going to be on.
Yeah, people change sides a lot. Tom Hiddleston's not going to be in the next Avengers, I heard.
Why would they do that?
I have no idea. They're going to, like, there's going to be a lot of people who literally just won't see it. It's ridiculous.
I loved it. I love Scarlett Johansson.
She's
I love how
so
she's, like,
amazing.
Looking, like, you know, like she pouts the entire beginning to end. All she does is pout.
She's so cool.
It's really cool.
Her.
It's very sweet.
She's
great.
She
looks awesome in a skin tight jumpsuit.
She's so amazing. Actually, she did a song and it's really good.
Can I play? She did a whole album with Pete Yorn.
No, she did her own thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Play it. Let's play Scarlett Johansson.
She's getting her own movie and I'm really excited.
That's right.
That.
The Black Widow movie.
Yeah. And in that one, she, did you notice she's wearing a necklace?
No, I didn't.
It's got an arrow on it.
Is it from, what's his name?
Yeah, Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
She's dating
Jeremy
him.
Renner.
Which people still want to deny because in the comics she dated Bucky.
Really?
They're not going with that, like, at all in the movies. They just totally abandon that idea. No one is paying attention to it.
Wow.
Not a single person.
Man, the other thing I loved so much, Mark Ruffalo.
He's so
I had no
cute.
Idea. Like this
He's
was like
so great.
This was completely like I was so under the radar or over the radar. Like I didn't even know he played the Hulk. I
you
love
did,
Mark
how did
Ruffalo.
You not know
I don't
the
know.
Hulk.
I love Mark Ruffalo.
You just like don't listen to me when I talk about these things because I am 100% sure that every time the station plays his PSA, I'm like, that's the Hulk. 100% sure.
The Hulk part of that sentence just went in one ear
yeah,
and out the other.
Obviously
because,
so.
Because you know what? It's like he's a real actor. So the idea that he was playing the Hulk like never dawned. Like I could not put those two things together. But it's a great cast. I love the cast.
Yeah.
Love Robert Downey Jr. Love Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's so cool. I like Phil Coulson a lot.
He's good.
He got his own show. I want to start watching that.
That I don't think you can get me into. But I okay, so
oh,
I want to see the
I started
Hulk.
Watching Game of Thrones. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
It's really good.
All right. So I want to watch the Hulk movie with is there a Hulk movie with Mark Ruffalo?
Not with Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, well come on. Get on it, people.
Okay, well Black Widow I love the Hulk, but she deserves one more.
All right, but I hope they're going to.
I
hope they're going
to. I think they're going to. They're probably going to, but Black Widow really deserves a movie. She's so cool, and
because
she's like a female superhero, which is so cool
for the moms, though. totally like Mark Ruffalo, because Robert Downey Jr., like, we all know that his sexuality is like very questionable. Like, you know, nobody can, it's straight women, forget it. But, you know, but Mark Ruffalo, yes.
What are you talking about?
Well, like, he's, I think he's straight, isn't he? So, like, moms can like him.
Who, Mark? Well, Robert Downey Jr. is too.
No, he's not.
What he said is that he is straight except for Jude Law. That's his quote.
Loretta,
okay.
I'm thinking back to my own. He's like my age. Robert Downey Jr.
He said that he is straight except Jude Law. That's what he said. That's his quote about his sexuality.
In 1992, when I was doing a lot of celebrity journalism. 1992
was very different than 2014.
Yeah.
He's married to Susan Downey right now.
Well, okay. All right.
Mom.
I'm just saying Mark Ruffalo for the moms, okay? Mark Ruffalo for the moms, please.
God. All right. Falling Down by Scarlett Johansson. It's not plugged in. Where's the thingy? Is there... Yeah, the one that's connected to the microphone.
How about that thing? Try that thing. Yeah. See if that'll work. Mm.
So he did a PSA for the station, right? Mark Ruffalo?
He did.
That's a great PSA.
And I love how when he becomes the Hulk, he still kind of looks like Mark Ruffalo. He's got a big unibrow. He's like got a bushy, dark Mark Ruffalo eyebrow.
Okay, I'm going to play it now.
Solid and rain. Well, I opened my eyes, I
Falling Down by Scarlett Johansson.
I can't really tell from that, but it doesn't. I don't really know how good a singer she is.
I think she's a really good singer because in all the Pete Yorn songs she did, she's good.
You could ask, like, who's the worst singer, Scarlett Johansson or Zooey Deschanel?
Probably Zooey Deschanel.
She is like fingernails on a blackboard for me.
I think Scarlett's got a nice voice.
She was okay. That was pretty good. Did she do her own album?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if it's an album. I know she has that one song out and that's her own thing.
Yeah, she did that whole Pete Yorn thing.
Well, yeah, but that's with Pete Yorn.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Zooey Deschanel did that whole she and him thing. Did you ever listen to any of that?
I listened to a couple songs and the melodies were okay.
There was one. Well, it's more indie.
Yeah.
It's very indie sounding. There was one song I really liked where she's like, I'm just sitting on a shelf. And that's a really cute song. Did you ever hear that?
She's a very cutesy person.
Yeah.
You know?
Too cute?
Bit.
Yeah.
Kieran kind of, what happened was my friend Kieran watched 500 Days of Summer and then she kind of started hating Zooey Deschanel because of it.
Really?
Because her character was so mean
really?
To Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Which Did I kind of feel bad about. No. It's not my kind of movie. I don't know.
Not a romantic comedy.
You have to
person.
Think, what are my favorite movies? We've got Marvel movies, Star Trek.
Horror and action are the two words that come to mind when I think of yeah. your favorite movies.
500 Days of Summer just isn't really.
But you liked, remember that movie that we watched? The really cute movie about the kids who went to live in the treehouse?
Oh, Kings of Summer.
Yeah,
that was good. You liked that one.
That was like not a horror movie or an action movie.
That was impressive. I am impressed at myself for finding a movie I like that is neither of those things. And
yeah.
Anton Yelchin was in one that was good. But that might have been because he plays Chekhov in Star Trek.
Right, you cut people a lot of slack.
Yeah.
If they've been in an action movie or a horror movie, and then they do a romantic comedy.
Yeah. It wasn't a comedy. And he was really, really good in it.
Okay.
He genuinely was. It was like...
Was it as good as 10-inch hero?
Yeah.
10-foot hero? What was it?
10-inch hero.
Is that a really bad movie?
It's actually a pretty okay movie. It genuinely is.
How come... It's you a cute movie. Put me on the hot seat. You make me answer some stupid questions for a change.
I can't come up with any. Not on the spot, anyway.
Make me pay, Loretta.
I'm thinking. Dumb things that you've done. I've got this arsenal in my brain. I'm just too tired to come up with it. I think I wrote it down somewhere once.
List of stupid things your mom did.
I think I made that list when I was 8, and it just like... It's like in the
it
cartoons
was so long
where you unfold it, and it just keeps unfolding out the window and down the street.
It was so long when you were 8, you never bothered adding to it.
I think you might have made one too about me, right? There must be one somewhere.
No, I
really?
Never made a list.
I could probably make a list. Stupid things I did when I was 8.
My favorite thing that you did was make a list of things you were going to bring with you when you ran away. And I kept that. You were like...
What was it? Was it like $20? Ice cream, stuffed animals.
It was so cute.
A Care Bear, maybe.
Yeah, like 28 Care Bears.
Okay, so...
You going to play this other band?
Yeah, XX? I started watching... What? XVivian.
Oh, there's another band that I like called XX. All right, never mind.
I don't know what that is. But I started watching Breaking Bad, which I really love. And one of the characters in it, Jane Margolis, is played by this girl, Kristen Ritter. Who I also love. And she's in a band called XVivian. So, of course, as soon as I found out about that today, I listened to it, and it's really, really good.
Play it.
So here's Microscopes and Cobwebs by XVivian.
Good title.
If I don't answer your call, maybe I got my hands full. I know you're so bitter at me now. I still never thought Tell me how. This microscope on wonder is healing slowly. The cobwebs can swing a sermon of
Microscopes and Cobwebs by X Vivian.
I liked it.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's really good. The whole album's great. I thought you'd be into it. It sounds like a Hudson kind of song.
It has a little bit of that really cool...
ambient.
What's
it's
their
name?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of... And what's their name that you interviewed, the band you interviewed?
I interviewed... Oh, Fanagram.
Fanagram. It had a little bit of that.
Just a little... I was kind of thinking that too.
But like slower and a little eerier. Like, Fantagram's a little more, like...
You know who else I love right now?
Who else?
Bastille. And they have this song, No Angels, and it's really good, but, like, extremely pretentious. I hate the lyrics. The lyrics are super pretentious, but it's a really good song.
Well, why don't you play that now?
It's... Okay.
Is it appropriate?
It's appropriate. It's just, like... It's like some girls asking this guy out, and he's like, no, I don't date girls, and my best friend is my mom. And he's like bragging about it or something. It's a really weird song, but it's good. It's got a good beat. You'd be surprised. Here's No Angels by Bastille.
Well, I run the office and tend the cabins and grounds and do little errands for my mother. The ones she allows I might be capable of doing.
And you go out with friends?
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, no. you know and know. Don't want none of your time. If you don't have a car and you're walking, if you live at home with your mama,
we're all in our private traps.
If you have a shorty but you don't show love,
we're clamped in it and none of us can ever get out.
You wanna get me with no money?
Deliberately step into those traps.
I was born in mine. I don't mind it anymore.
Oh, but you should. You should mind it.
Oh, I do. But I say I don't.
No, I don't want no scar. The scar is a guy that can't get enough from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
No Angels by Bastille.
Okay, that's a song called No Scrubs by TLC.
Yeah, well, it's...
It is the same song. It's not...
It's also got clips from whatever movie.
Yeah, but it's not like they sampled it. It's like the song No Scrubs by TLC.
Okay, well, fine. I'm not going to argue. That's not what they called it. They called it No Angels.
They gave it a different title.
Yeah. But they shouldn't have done that. They should have, like...
But remember when you discovered how this band ripped off the Fugees?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's like...
Well, that's...
That's different because I'm sure they...
They didn't...
Give songwriting credit to whoever wrote it.
They changed it up more so it's, like, kind of more hidden that it's the same song.
No, it's the same song.
No, not this.
Oh, the other band. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Bridget Mendler. And she did the song.
Yeah, and her version was crappy.
Yeah. And it's like it's this really bright, preppy song, but when you get to the chorus, it's like the same thing.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time to go.
It is?
Yeah, it's been really fun. But you know what's really great?
What?
We're going to go see Captain America 2 again, you and me, for the second time.
It's going to be my fourth time. I need help.
I think I might too.
Oh, geez. This is only your second time, though.
Hey, Alex Turnquist. We got to go.
All right.
Say goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.